33, and if we could rise for the pledge.
To the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic which stands one nation
under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Yay, everybody. Thanks. All right, roll call, please.
Absolutely. Board Member Wilsey?
Here.
Board Member Dussel?
Here.
Board Member Schroeder?
Here.
Board Member McDonald? Board Member Del Sordo?
Here.
Mr. McDonald is absent.
Thank you. Item number D, or letter D, Board of Trustees, we name other organizations. I don't see anyone else here, so there's no one else to name at this time. Item E, if we could, minutes for May 14th, if we could go ahead and seek a motion to approve the minutes as written.
So moved.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Seeing none, it passes. Item F, financial status of plan accounts.
Good morning, all. As of the period ending March 31st, you had a beginning balance of $5,349,270. We had investment earnings for the quarter of $254,304. Pension distributions for the quarter were $37,375. Administrative expenses of $6,932. And share plan distributions in the amount of $96,630. Leaving us a cash and investment balance for the period ending June 30th of $5,462,635. There are three invoices for your approval. They are noted at the bottom of the financial statement. Sugarman and Susskind invoice for $170. Sugarman and Susskind invoice for $1,615. And Foster and Foster invoice for $5,668.72.
Thank you, Ginger. If everyone had a chance to review the invoices attached to the packet that was emailed out, I seek a motion to approve the invoices.
Second.
Get a motion. All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Seeing none opposed, the motion to pass, I'll pay the invoices, passes. Proposed fiscal year 2022 budget?
Yes, the fiscal 2022 budget, proposed annual budget is attached. It is the same as it has been for the last couple of years. Legal fees for $25,000, actuarial fees in the amount of $30,000, fiduciary insurance in the amount of $2,500, travel, training, and administrative expenses for $4,000, and plan administration fees, $4,000. Total budget would be $65,500 for fiscal year 2022.
Seeing that no items have exceeded these line items in the previous year, I would say keep it where they are just to make sure we have enough money. Seek a motion to approve the 2022 budget as written.
So moved.
Got second. A motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Seeing none opposed? Passes. Thank you, Ginger.
Thank you.
Legal review. Look who's here. Good morning, Pedro. How are you?
Good morning, everyone. Thank you. Thank you for letting me attend by Zoom. I really appreciate it. We got hit with the COVID bug here, so my intention was to be there, but we're finishing up our quarantine, my kids and my wife and myself. So I appreciate your accommodating this. Just a few things to go over with you. Nothing actionable at this point. Really, just more housekeeping and updating. First, I did want to remind you that your financial disclosure forms, they were due July 1st. So hopefully everybody got those filed and in. If you have not, you certainly don't need to tell me, but please make sure to make this a priority and get it in before the end of the month, just to make sure that we avoid any kind of penalties or fines.
I have a question, for you, Pedro.
Yes, sir. Excuse me.
I'm not a employee of the city, but I am a fire policeman, a volunteer. And they give us a $6 stipend for every call that we go to. And I think I put that on there, but I didn't know whether that would create any issues from a conflict of interest or something like that.
So no, certainly no conflict of interest. And I think you didn't have to list it, but it's not going to be a problem that you did. So I wouldn't worry about it. But there's certainly no conflict of interest. There's various attorney general opinions that. Let me start with the state statute. Actually requires that respectively firefighters at 175 or police officers under 185 that they actually serve as trustees on the board. And the attorney general's opinions have held that. There's no conflict with union presidents serving as pension trustees, city managers or mayors or commissioners serving as trustees. So certainly no legal conflict with you serving as a volunteer and also being a trustee.
Thank you.
Excuse me. Okay, and then I wanted to also just give you a couple of updates with respect to the first responders bonus checks that were being issued out. As I reported, I think at the last meeting, there were no new amendments or statute changes. However, as part of the budget, there were about $204 million that had been earmarked for essential first responders. Those are going to go in the form of $1,000 bonus checks. I believe your department would have been covered under that, but I'm not certain of that. But I think they had allocated those funds. So, do you all know if Palm Coast received documentation from the Department of Economic Opportunity?
I'm not sure if the department did. I don't think they did. I do know that the
right.
career paid firefighters. Did start receiving their checks. I do know there's an exemption under that I guess
for the volunteer, right?
Yeah, there's an exemption for volunteers. You had to have so many hours of paid time in the year. So
correct.
I don't think any of our volunteers would have qualified on that level.
Okay, that's what I was wondering. I was wondering if there was an exemption, but it did depend on how many hours you had. So I didn't know if maybe any of our folks would have qualified, but. And then lastly, just educational opportunities coming up for the board. The FPPTA is, refresh my memory, are you guys members of the FPPTA?
Not that I'm aware of. Does anybody know what that is? I don't know what that is, so no.
It's the Florida Public Pension Trustees Association, and it's really just an educational organization that puts on seminars in schools. For trustees such as yourselves, and so if that's something that the board is interested in, I'm sure I can get you some information on that, and maybe you can look at possibly being a member. But otherwise, the state, the Division of Retirement, also does put on a school twice a year, and so they're going to have their school in Orlando November 3rd through the 6th. So if anybody's interested in attending that may be a good opportunity to kind of see the state and everybody at the state and get some training and education for yourselves. And really, that's it. That's all I had for my report.
Is there any discussion on the summary plan description that was sent out?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, thank you. So if you all recall at the last meeting we had put the summary plan description as a potential review. This is something that's required by statute that we update every 2 years or so. I understand at the last meeting we didn't get it to you guys until a little bit late. So If you've had a chance to review it, I'm happy to go through the changes, or if you have any questions for me. I don't want to take too much time, but I don't want you to feel as though I didn't discuss it enough with you. So we tried to track the changes for you so that you see where they are. But really, it's just an update, and it's something that's meant really to provide for the membership. And in my view, typically more importantly to maybe spouses or beneficiaries who really have no familiarity with the plan at all, and it's something that they can easily, it's kind of the Reader's Digest version of our plan, and something that they could pick up and know, you know, what benefits are available, and I think probably more importantly, who to contact with questions and things like that. So if there's any questions on that, I'm happy to address them, or you know, through the chair, obviously, if you'd like me to go kind of just go over the changes.
I had a chance to read it. I mean, I didn't see anything major from the last version, but by all means, I'll bring it to the board for if you want them to review changes or not, or it's up to you guys.
I read it. I guess I just didn't read closely enough, but is it this board's responsibility to amend the summary plan description or make recommendations on the amendments and then pass them as a board, or is there some other process that occurs?
So no, the summary plan description, that's something that's within the purview of this board, of you all. Any plan amendments, anything, any changes to your ordinance or anything like that, that would go through the city. But the summary plan description is something that this board would be charged with. It's an administrative function. And it's exactly that. It's really meant as a summary of the benefits to be provided to the membership.
So any amendments we would propose to the city, and they would have to ratify those proposed changes? Any changes in benefits, for example?
So
that's correct. That's
right. Like, in other words, what we're discussing is some of the things that we've brought up in the past.
Right.
Those would be amendments approve them, city council would have to then accept them and approve them. And
correct. Yep. So if we do a plan improvement, then once this board passes it, you know, we get, obviously that's why we have finance with us, because they look at the financial impact of it. If there's not a, you know, financial impact in a negative way, then we all feel comfortable enough to bring that to council for approval. And then that would actually update the ordinance. But our summary plan description gets updated with those changes as well.
That's exactly right.
So, are there any notable changes that you feel that we should discuss? Because, I mean, I didn't see anything major. I just some...
No, everything, no. No, nothing, nothing substantive, really.
Okay. All right, perfect. Any other discussion on that? No? Okay. So if we could, I'll seek a motion to approve the summary plan description as written for the February 12th, 2021 version. And that way we can get a clean copy without draft and we'll sign it off.
Yeah, we'll send back clean copies for everybody.
Perfect. I have a motion. I have a second.
Second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Seeing none, it passes unanimously. So we're good to go on that, Pedro. Thank you.
Thank you all.
Mm-hmm. One other question, Pedro, while I have you, is both this board as well as the city are members of the Florida League of Cities, and I do regularly get invites or whatever for pension board trainings and things like that, and they actually have a seminar that they host for new board members. I think it's about $100, maybe 200, I don't remember, but I know it was pretty cheap. But it satisfies... what you need, you know, to come in. Is that something we should look into on a regular basis? Because I just took one. I know I emailed one out. I took that one. It was an ethics and something else training, but yeah, it gave us like a, yeah. So I think we got like four
sure.
or 6 hours. Are those, you would think, qualified enough to keep us in?
I think so. I recall I think I actually spoke at one of those seminars a few years ago, and they do a nice job. So certainly, I think that would be beneficial.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and they issue a certificate saying you got the hours that you are required for and stuff like that, so, okay.
On that note.
Yes, sir.
Do we need to turn that certificate over to you?
Not to me. I would say either turn it over to the clerk's office, and then I think we copy the attorney as well, so it's on our file.
Because I didn't get a certificate. All I got was an email confirmation and that, so I'll just forward that whole email straight over to the city.
Yep, it should be a compliance.
Right. Okay, great. Thank you.
Kelly's the best, so she'll handle it.
And really, the statute, it's a little bit, it doesn't specify, you know, I'm sure maybe in our other lives we have a certain amount of hours. So I know, for example, for continuing legal education, I have a certain amount of hours that I have to do on a prescribed time and so on and so forth. The state statute here really doesn't speak to a specific who, what, when, where. It just provides that trustees are to receive continuing education. So it's a little bit broad in that respect, but I certainly think that, you know, for example, these kinds of seminars would certainly qualify and would be beneficial.
Perfect. Thank you, sir. So we're going to move on to item number H on our agenda, which unfortunately is actuarial, and I have not seen or heard from Doug, so I hope everything's okay. He was supposed to have some numbers for us today to kind of review and make sure the financial impact wasn't so grand, which he didn't expect it to be, but you know, we have to have it on paper. So I'm pretty sure that we 5, 6, and 7 need to be continued. And we may, depending on when he gets me the information, we may call a special meeting just to see. I mean, there's no rush on it, but if everyone feels it's necessary, but I'll email the group once I find out and then we'll go from there. I'm on to making the decision, okay?
I'm going to give him a call offline and see if I can get a hold of him.
Okay, thank you. And while he's doing that, item number 8 under H, updates on a union moving forward with a plan to merge. That is actually in limbo right now. The city has entertained the presentation from the union. It is in their new union contract, but unfortunately it's being pushed to 2022. Because the city will have to do their own actuarial studies as well. So we're looking after the first of the year before the city would go out for a new actuary. Then they'll start reviewing the plans and decisions will be made after that. So nothing, there's no news on that, and there probably won't be until next year. So we'll mark this one off until further notice. Pause real quick, see if Pedro gets in touch with him.
To discuss the...
Oh, yeah, we can do that. So it's somewhere on here, but so I know last meeting that we said that we were going to look on some verbiage for the plaque for Charlie for all those years of service and dedication. So I gave everybody a handout of some items that we came up with, and the one in red I think fits best. I kind of wrote the top one. The bottom was just kind of ideas for verbiage for anything at the bottom, but for the plaque, it would read, in recognition of a selfless public servant, Charlie Esposito has made an indelible impact on our organization. As a LOSAP founding member, countless lives have been changed and improved. Thank you for your 26 years of continued service and commitment. If everyone is good with that, or any tweaks or changes or anything like that, or if you like something below better, you know, please let me know and then we can start working on that.
The only thing, perhaps we should spell out LOSAP.
Okay.
In other words,
Length of Service Awards Program?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, because not everybody is going to understand that.
Right. So I will until I get slapped on the hand by the engraver.
You pay by the letter.
Right. but I will attempt to spell it out. So.
Okay.
I was thinking you put this all on one plaque, and you could just,
you know,
put
I thought about it, but I
in between,
put it on the back,
and then you could have like a 4x8 sheet of plywood with laminated surface.
Right. I like it. I like it. So. And then you can just read a motivational quote for the day all year long. So, okay, I'll try to spell that out. Any other changes or recommendations?
I think it's very good.
Okay.
I like every one of them, but the top one is nice.
Okay, good. All right, so I've already reached out to the vendor, and he sent me three catalogs of different types of plaques. So I have to look at which one's going to hold our verbiage, but he can get any of them. So I'm thinking like a acrylic or glass look, you know, type one, with because those looked pretty nice on the thing. So, but I'll get that ordered, and then we'll get with the clerk's office to make arrangements to present it, maybe at a council meeting or something like that. So, okay. Thank you all.
I have a picture of a crystal one after the meeting if you'd like to see one.
Yeah, absolutely.
That we gave to the Daytona International Speedway when the kids graduated at the track.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
We did a plaque to them from the students, not from anybody. We actually went in and we paid for the whole thing and said, please just don't put anybody's name on it. Just say from the students of Flagler County Schools.
Okay.
And they did a beautiful crystal plaque.
Okay.
It was gorgeous.
Yeah,
actually
okay.
Glass, but it was gorgeous.
Perfect. Yeah, show me after.
Yep.
All right, Pedro, what's the skinny? Oh, he took his earpiece out. Now we're all looking at him. He doesn't realize it.
Okay.
Oh.
He's still on the phone.
Yeah, I think so.
At least when he stood up, he had pants.
It looks like Ginger's looking at him. She looks over. What was that game where all the they had all the squares and the people were in all the squares on
Hollywood
TV?
Squares.
Hollywood
squares.
Who is Paul Lind?
I'll make faces at him. He'll see us.
Yeah, maybe.
Waved. They just didn't pick up on
it. Unfortunately, our frame is far away, so we'd all have to wave at the same time.
Watch this.
Yeah, I can see you.
Eyes away.
Yeah, here he comes back. Here he comes.
Oh.
I do say I like having the camera 20 yards away. It does great for my figure. So.
Yeah.
Makes me look like I have hair.
In this desk. It's great. So. All right, Pedro, what you got?
All right. So I just spoke to Doug. I think he was under the impression that they had already delivered those studies to you. So he wasn't certain. He's not going to be coming. He wasn't going to come. But he didn't think he had to come. So I think there was maybe just a misunderstanding on his part. I don't, but he said that, you know, he would obviously circle back with you or you could give him a call and maybe see where things got off track.
Okay. Thank you. All right, we'll move on to item I, new business. Anything from the board? Nothing. All right, nothing. Any old business that we need to revisit right now? I think we covered the plaque under that. So, all right. Any comments from the public?
No.
You have 3 minutes. Please state your name when you get to the podium. Okay. All right, seeing none, we'll move on. Any discussion by board items not on the agenda?
There was a question or a thing that we brought up last time about the volunteers on how to make it a little bit more appealing to the younger generation to try to influence them to join up with the volunteers so we had longer lasting members on the department. Is there any thought as to how do you want to go about that? Because I had a few ideas on that, the way we did it way back when it was all volunteer.
Sure.
Before we had any paid firefighters.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how it is now. You'd be able to probably tell me more about it because you're there more than I am. But the consensus from talking to a few of my friends who are paid firefighters is that they look down on the volunteers as basically hose rollers. So the younger guys are going in there and they're like, well, why would I want to be a hose roller when I can get paid to do this and just sit there and watch them roll the hose? How many firefighters that are volunteers are actually going out on calls, or are they just sitting there washing trucks and cleaning up and being their mop guys? That that's, you know, an incentive to get them out there on the job site and get them out there working with the paid guys side by side with them, so they can actually get the training and get out there and do it. That might entice some people that are younger to want to learn more and have an incentive to actually go to school and become down the road.
Well, I will say the structure now is very much in favor of the volunteer. Mm-hmm. We have a very fruitful internship program. We currently have, no exaggeration, at least 30 people in the queue, the waiting queue to come in.
Yes, there is a waiting list.
Yeah, we have 20. They're at one stage or another, and part of that process is that they come in, they apply, they get assigned to a career engine to ride 3 times just to make sure, you know, it's good for them, it's good for us. After that little observation period, then they go through the process with the city, and once they're brought in, they're assigned to a career lieutenant. Okay. And that ensures that they have scheduled time and ride time, and they're riding with this cruise. They do everything.
So they are?
Yep.
Okay.
They do chores, they do, right, you know, calls, they do cleaning, you know, whatever it may be.
Right.
So that actually is happening.
Because I know in the earlier portion of it, it was always like, you know, a guy that was a volunteer forever.
Right.
And a guy that just became paid was like, pfft.
Right. Yeah, and we're trying to battle that and cross that bridge, and we have for years, but it seems like the, you know, the boards continuously pop up and we have to screw them back down. But
mm-hmm.
But nonetheless, it's a culture issue, and I think that it's a battle. I think that volunteers will always fight, and
yeah,
it's not just us; it's going to be nationwide.
Yeah.
You know, and our good thing here is that our agreements with the unions are that, you know, the volunteers will never replace the third man on a truck, or we're never going to inhibit them from getting overtime, and, you know, those are all mutual agreements that we all have, which is nice.
Right.
So the union, in essence, is not super negative about, or super motivated to get rid of the volunteers, whereas, you know, there's other departments within the country that they're gone. Like, I mean, like, we're,
right,
you're talking, you know, double digits of, like, 30-40% of departments are gone. And fortunately, I think right now the internship is kind of holding us on, that we are in need now, because our interns are a bench, for lack of a better term, of players, you know. So at any point, if someone leaves the department, they can look to the bench and say, okay, you're ready, you're up, you know, and they can hire somebody without going through the long, daunting task of doing a hiring process and the countless hours of overtime and stuff it takes to give a test and such, because essentially all these volunteers are on a year-long interview, you know. So as they come in, they do reporting. They keep journals. The lieutenants do. The goal is to have every volunteer's rookie book signed off before they're hired.
Right.
You know, and that's our goal, and it's been pretty successful. Also, now we've moved on to having every EMT certified firefighter signed off by our county medical director before they're hired. You know, that's another step in the right direction. So I think there is positivity, and I think the retention, and if you look at the list of applications that are in the queue right now, you'd be like, oh my God, you know, because I know they sent me the list, and there was 40 names on it the other day, and I was like, I'm one person, like,
right,
you know, I can't do all this by myself. So we met and we're talking, and so, but either way, so all that is in play, which is good, and hopefully it's changing the image and the mentality of the paid staff.
Well, I hope so, because I mean, if you look back in the history of Flagler County, you'll notice that back before the city was a city, who saved Palm Coast twice and Flagler County twice was the volunteers of Flagler County.
Yeah.
So without them, we wouldn't be sitting here, and that's why we are here.
That's true.
For the volunteers.
He could vouch for most everything you just said. You know, he's been around.
Without the mask, I probably know him.
Yeah. but yeah, that has been the history, and unfortunately, we are in a society of today of people that, you know, forget where they came from mentality, and
we had the same training.
Yeah.
I mean, I did the 50, the 120. I was at the tower every month.
Yeah.
I got my hazmat, my extrications. I've got all the same trainings that the paid guys have,
and that
you didn't get paid for it.
And that has not changed.
Yeah.
You know, they do require the same trainings to be a member, which is huge, because, you know, when an engine pulls up in front of your house, you don't want to think about did I get a career engine or a volunteer engine? You just want to know that somebody's there to save your day.
Exactly.
And I think that's what we've strived for years, and it's been very successful because, you know, you're going to get the same care no matter who's there. And I think that that's a huge thing for just the citizen. And I think most of the career staff, I would say, is very much on board with that. So, yeah. So,
thank you, sir.
All right, thank you. Any other items not on the agenda? All right. I know y'all are going to be sad, but I seek a motion to adjourn. Everyone have a great day. Thanks for coming.
Thank you, everybody. Take care. Stay safe.
Yeah, you too.